This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, is here to respond to the public coup plot now being reported. The Associated Press, Reuters, by the deep state against President Trump. We are living in incredible times. Roger Stone, how would you define where we are right now?
Well, the mainstream media, the corporate-owned media, has now confirmed absolutely what we reported here on InfoWars almost 2 years ago. There was a coup plot. The coup plot involved General James Mattis, involved Acting Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, it involved H.R. McMaster. These are open acts of sedition. Attorney General Bill Barr should order the arrest of these traitors today. That is an active act of sedition. You have witnesses, Nikki Haley among them. I understand that there were other cabinet members approached who declined and were appalled at this act of disloyalty. The second attempt here is going to run a fraudulent election and then use their advantage in the fake news media megaphone to drown out objections. They are lighting the fuse to a powder keg. The American people will not stand for a stolen election. They simply won't. So I think we're headed to very difficult times. The reason InfoWars is so important is they want to cut our ability to communicate with each other. That's what sets the secondary purpose of all this internet censorship. Now, Alex, I was supposed to give a speech in New York earlier in the week. I had to cancel because Mrs. Stone has been diagnosed with a very severe case of rheumatoid arthritis because the most effective medications for that malady lower your immunity. Lowering her immunity at this juncture during a pandemic is not a great idea. So she is in a great deal of pain. This is contributing to our continued financial problems, which are caused by the Mueller witch hunt. People who want to help us, we need the help now at StoneFamilyFund.com.
Absolutely. Let me say this. Stone, say it again.
StoneFamilyFund.com.
People don't know what they've done to us, what they've done to you, and how close we are, both you and I, to not being able to operate. But we're not going to back down regardless. But listeners, prayer and support and financial support has been incredible. I see you get tears in your eyes, Roger, when you talk about supporters or somebody walks up and shakes your hand on the street and pats your back. You've been through a lot. I see you get tears in your eyes. When I first met you years ago, you weren't like that. I mean, you've been through a lot, but I think you're stronger now, Roger.
Well, look, we are struggling to get back on our feet. We certainly aren't living a lavish lifestyle. I'm very optimistic about the future. But in the meantime, between rent and having lost our insurance and prescription medicines and medical care, mostly for Mrs. Stone, we're fighting for our lives.
You were not like your partner 30 years ago who did have a lot of money. Manafort, who also was a patriot, didn't lie about the president. Incredible time. Roger, I know you're on your way out to Los Angeles. You'll be back soon. On your way back, you got to stop in Austin and host with us here, my friend.
All right. I'll give that some thought.
All right, Roger. Thank you.
Godspeed.
All right, folks. About 2 weeks ago, I started telling you InfoWars is under a lot of attack. The personal stuff, the dirty tricks. But not just some deep state thing. It's like fire ants climb up on your legs. They release a pheromone. They all sting at once. Leftists attacking me in the street, attacking my family, lying about us, calling regulators on us, calling CPS on us. I'm just a bellwether. I'm just carrying the coal mine. This is happening to everybody, including Roger, the Trumps, everybody. And the left has gone into psycho mode. And now the communist Chinese, because I've got Cloudflare and big tech companies that don't lie to us about where something's coming from. Usually, like, we don't know where it's coming from or this or that. They're like, no, it's communist China, probably state run. 5-6 days of them hitting Band.video, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. just absolutely going after InfoWarsStore.com and just continue 24-7 attacks ahead of the election and Soros wargaming with the Democrats. They want us off air so we don't challenge their fraud.
Humanity is being domesticated. And we're not being domesticated to end war, as the Carnegie Endowment and the UN say. That's for proletariat consumption. When you read deeper into the transhumanist plan, it is the most megalomaniacal, psychotic thing you could ever imagine. Not even in, again, a science fiction horror movie could you come close to what this is actually going to look like. So remember, compliance with the mask, compliance with social distancing, compliance at the airports, all of this is training you for the post-human world. We're all being taught that we're not essential. We must get people like the governor of Texas to wake up and say no and reverse himself. We've got to get Trump to go more on the offense, exposing COVID-19 as an overblown hoax. Yes, it's a virus. Yes, it kills people. Maybe 1% as bad as the flu, not 10% as bad. It's totally overblown, ladies and gentlemen, because it is the shoehorn to bring in the end of liberty and freedom as we know it.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, a couple weeks ago, I got on there and I said, you better support us, you better spread the articles, the videos, the links, because the attacks are 10 times what they'd ever been before. This is a bellwether of what's going into this election, and I'm not complaining. I'm just saying the enemy wants us off air because we're effective telling the truth and countering their Chi-Com globalist, America sucks, capitalism sucks narrative, because they just want to bankrupt us and collapse us and kill the dollar. I mean, when you see all these fake right-wing hosts and all the liberal hosts and people saying, oh, the dollar's dead, America's over, our fiat currency is not halfway as devalued as a Chi-Com currency, the EU. They just want us out of the picture so they can take over. And obviously we inflate money too much. Obviously we have problems. But if we end up not being the dominant currency when the musical chairs end, we will be in a collapse scenario the likes of which no one can even imagine. I mean, it'll make the 1920s and the Great Depression, 1929, look like a cakewalk in all experts' views. So anyone promoting that is your mortal enemy. And now here we are with Antifa marching saying death to America and the left and their self-destructive stuff. The psychiatrist, Dr. Steve Pachinik, talks about, best-selling author, co-author with Tom Clancy, ran a lot of psychological operations at the State Department and for other agencies, Camp David Accords, but has done a lot of work. He's predicted a lot of this, and he's confident. But I see the death throes of the leftist state and the blue cities dying and Hollywood dying as really black holes trying to take us with them. It's kind of like Captain, you know, Ahab goes down with Moby Dick. I'm concerned we're going to go down with the whale, or kind of like 20,000 leagues or what is under the sea. Like, you know, the captain goes down with a giant squid or whatever. They just don't give up. They just keep chomping and biting and snapping and spewing and just everything. So he's on the show today. We appreciate him. We've got what Roger broke on the show, that a couple years ago they were shopping a coup around with General Mattis. And boy, did all hell break loose when we exposed that. My God, because they kept wondering how we knew. We could just see them telegraphing. It's not hard. They think we're dumb. I don't get that psychology where they do it out in the open and think we don't see it. And then you've got the new head of Amazon board is the former head of the NSA. We'll get Pachinik's take on that. We've got the ongoing lockdowns and the fact that COVID's an overblown situation going on. So much to cover. So Dr. Steve Pachinik of StevePachinik.com, thank you for coming on. What do you want to tackle first? I would imagine 53 days out, this Mattis revelation, which I know most of what Woodward says isn't true, but he's cheerleading Mattis in the coup in this and echoing the Democrats and Pelosi and them hoping for a military coup. Is that a ghost dance that they're hoping for, or do they really have some teeth to this public coup they're shopping around?
There's no teeth to it. Bottom line is that Nancy Pelosi is self-destructed already. Basically, the Democrats You've got an investigation going into Dianne Feinstein for irregular trading of her husband. Same thing with Nancy Pelosi. You've got Schumer. You've got a whole bunch of problems in California, and they have no viability right now. An attempted coup is really not a very serious problem. The reason why I say that, number one, the Alex Jones Show, sui generis, with you there, without you there, is a powerful instrument of veracity. In other words, whether you like it or not, it's there. It's been there for 20-odd years. The attempt for anything that General, you know, Mattis might want to do is really it resides in the fact that he was an ineffective general. Contrary to what he wanted to say and what he presented himself as an intellectual monk, he was a disaster in Iraq. He killed our own people. He was a disaster in Afghanistan, killed our own people. He was a disaster in terms of the invasion into Afghanistan, which was ridiculous. He was on Theranos, which was a bankrupt company. So Mattis is nothing more than a cherry marine who goes around and self-aggrandizes but is not valid. For the most part, what has happened now, and I'm going to say it very simply, what's happened is our military is not viable. We got 2.2 million men in uniform. There's no value to it. Trump understands it. Trump took us out of Syria. He took us out of Iraq, Afghanistan. Why did he do that? For number one, he is very smart. He knows we do not win wars. They're not effective. We do not make money. And the bottom line is that we have a far more serious problem in terms of the economy and in terms of getting our growth back.
Well, I was about to say, for people that were actually there, they said Woodward and others are lying, and you know, these other people at the Atlantic are lying. Trump was like, these wars are dumb to chew up our good people. We can use economic power to make a better deal than this. Why are we doing this for China? He wasn't putting our military down. He was saying it's stupid just to kill our troops for no reason. He says that publicly.
Yeah, he said that repeatedly, and one of the reasons I've always supported him is he's always been against war. He is not deprecating anybody. He's not an anti-Semite. He's not a racist. What happens is the left or anybody wants to pick up a few words. Now, here's the very clever dynamic of Trump and also of an Alex Jones, but more of Trump right now, and I'm going to explain it. Why would Trump allow Bob Woodward to have 18 interviews with him when Trump knew very well from Woodward's history that he's going to get a hit piece, it's going to be a disaster about him, and there's no upside? Yet he spent a whole hours in the beginning at the White House, and then every night for 18 nights he would call Woodward. Now, why would a man who's so smart do that? Is he self-destructive? Not really. Is he stupid? Not really. Is he in any way sorry that he did it? Not at all when you interview him. So what was the basic point in having a guy who, and I happen to know Woodward, I thought he was a phony to begin with. He and I started at a newspaper called the Montgomery County Sentinel. He never had any journalism behind him. He's a CIA operative. I've known all about him for years. He's basically not a very effective writer. Joan Didion, the famous novelist, said he's an idiot. He basically writes nonsense, which I agree. And I was involved in the SNL crisis, and he knew nothing about it. He basically...
Sure, so why did Trump do it? So he'd know what his enemies were up to?
That's one thing. But Trump, like yourself and possibly like me, we like the game. The game to us is far more important than anything anyone else can see. Now, what do I mean? Trump, look how many books came out now about him negatively. Mary Trump says that he's a terrible man. His sister says he's worse than terrible. Michael Cohen, his Jewish corrupt lawyer, says he's corrupt. And then you have other books coming out says that he's a disaster, John Bolton. Why does he do that? One word only. It's called Trump. You can knock it. You can praise it. He doesn't give a damn either way as long as you use the word TRUMP. And every one of these people who goes negatively against them, including the stupid publishers, are doing nothing more than to help Trump self-aggrandize, because he understood something a long time ago that you and I understood. Every knock is a boost. You don't like this? Fine. Just pronounce it.
So it's like Kiki Barnum said, just get my name right. And Trump understands that that gives him the name recognition. And then there's also so much disinfo that none of it matters. And the more he survives disinfo, the more he almost becomes invincible to anything they might have that's real.
You got it. And that's true of Alex Jones. So the more
well, about
you
me, the point is that I want to know about how.
You've started off, you've been there 20 some odd years. And the testimony to your strength and viability is that you're getting hit right and left. I get hit every morning. My internet is hit. AOL is down. These guys play games with me until, you know, I work a couple hours later and they're off. But the point is we will continue to be attacked. However, Trump has made the art. He is the grand manipulator.
Well, I hear you. Let's talk about what you predicted for the election and so much more. I mean, when I go on at 11 a.m., the hack attacks start. And it's right out of China, and I wonder, it's probably the left funding that. What do you expect them to do when they try to challenge the election? They set up this group to do it. Dr. Steve Pachinik, stevepachinik.com is our guest. An incredible time to be alive. Please stay with us and spread the live link. We've got some of the video feeds up at InfoWars.com on the whole General Mattis situation.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Pachinik's our guest. I'm Alex Jones, your host, who just joined us. His website, stevepachinik.com. Our sites are infowars.com and newswars.com. They're under massive denial of service and a bunch of other attacks. The shopping cart's under attack, everything. But we do have a lot of the feeds up at infowars.com/show. So be sure and share those. And we also have record traffic coming in. Dr. Pachinik, I want to get into a few topics of whatever you want to cover, but I want to just ask you, going back to the Moby Dick thing, and we're like Ahab and they're the whale, or vice versa. I get they're self-destructing. You're absolutely right. It's crazy. Biden can't even talk now. This is like unbelievable. It's so bizarre. But still, they could get a blow in. Somebody could kill Trump. They could. I mean, they're saying they're going to hold up the election and make people think Trump stole it. That's a very terroristic thing to do. What do you expect to come out of that? Because their official policy is now, as you know, to contest the election, try to hold it off for months, and have a bunch of riots. What does Trump do? What do you expect to come out of that?
Well, number one, I always go back to what Trump is. Trump is not about words. He's about action. So Trump just made a major treaty, thanks to Jared Kushner, O'Brien, and a bunch of others, that allowed Israel and UAE to get together. He's going to continue this with Saudi Arabia, Oman, Bahrain. What he's going to do, and why I think he's going to get reelected, Americans know in their heart of hearts when they have to put down a ballot that there's only one person, only one, who can bring back our economy. That's not Biden, because they know for 47 years, I would dare anybody to tell me what he has accomplished other than killing 5,000 of our men in the Iraq war, which he initiated, 2,500 soldiers, 2,500 contractees. But Trump does not want a war. That already negates the entire military-industrial complex. So what does he do? He transfers all the capability to the startup that he needs again to bring back the economy. As we said on your show, Fauci made a major, major mistake. He should have been fired. He's not. And I've said Trump is still not strong enough to get rid of the people in the administration who he does not need, including Fauci, Redfield, a whole bunch of them, CDC. But in turn, he will concentrate on getting the economy back, because the economy and the markets, as a day trader, trust Trump. They will never, never accept Biden, because you'll have a V-shaped curve, which won't
happen.
Why
do the markets love Trump so much?
Because he's a businessman. He knows exactly what he had to do. We had the highest GDP. He understands how to work a business. He understands how to do discounted cash. He's built assets. We've never had a president who's built assets. In the past 50 years, I don't know of one president, I served five of them, who knew anything about business. Yet Bush Jr., a retard of the highest order, creates 9/11. Bush Sr., his own father, goes into a war in the Middle East, which he didn't need, also a disaster. You got Reagan, whom they laud, but he was a disaster. And you got Jimmy Carter. So what are we talking about? We're not talking about the best and the brightest. We're talking about simple competency, which Biden does not have. In 48 years, I want somebody to tell me, other than the Iraq war and killing people, being completely corrupt, garnering a huge amount of assets, allowing his son, Hunter, to be corrupt as well as he, what has Biden done? Nothing. To do nothing in 48 years as a politician means you're basically a welfare case. And that's what the Democratic Party has created, their own welfare leader. And on top of that, they got Kamala Harris, an attorney general who has a questionable background history, who really doesn't know anything about power on the federal level.
So that's my next question. Who is it they're planning to shoehorn in? If Biden and Kamala were able to get in, who is it behind them? Who's that constellation of power? And again, why are they self-destructing so bad?
They're self-destructing. In theory, if I were to suggest anybody, would be Michelle Obama, because she's going on the air all the time talking about nonsensical issues, how they had trouble in their marriage, how she loves her kids, all of it, which is desultory.
She's trying to build up a credibility background with people like Trump did with his TV shows.
Correct. But Trump doesn't say a word about his family. He doesn't have to. Melania, smart as a whip. Eric and Ivanka and all the other kids that he has, they're highly competent. They're taken care of. They know
sure,
exactly.
Sure, you used to be a little bit down on Kushner, and I've been neutral on him, but you seem to like him more. Have you got more info?
Well, let me put it this way. I'm always an individual willing to learn. I'm not perfect. I read Kushner in a certain way as an Orthodox Jew who came out of New Jersey, whose father I knew about had been in prison. However, Jared came to the forefront over the past couple of years, and I had to change my opinion on the simple notion that Jared understood a dynamic which we, who'd been in the Middle East, strategies never used. And I can say that. I mean, I've been involved in campaigns.
Oh, you are the only other person. In fact, I should have said this at the start of the interview. You are credited as the head of psychological operations, State Department, in getting the Camp David Accords done, the only successful peace deal ever. And now you see Trump getting it with the UAE and Israel, with Serbia and Bosnia, with all these big deals.
Bahrain and Oman, and I give credit to Trump and Kushner and O'Brien because Kushner came up with a concept, a sophisticated concept, where he said 3 years ago, we're going to use the economy, stupid. And basically, he said one other thing that we at the time could not do. And he said, really, I'm not interested in what the Palestinians have to say. If they don't understand this business deal, too bad for them.
And you said that last time, and now the Arab League has come out and said, tell the Palestinians stop trying to control everybody as the little victims. Instead, they're just making deals with actual powers that'll help everybody.
Correct. And ironically, the Palestinians are known as the Jews of the Middle East. So eventually, I predict they will go back to deal with Kushner. Kushner will be successful with Saudi Arabia and Israel. An amazing treaty because they're already there.
And shouldn't the average liberal like love Trump getting us out of all these wars and all these peace deals? This is ridiculous.
No, because when you have an ideology, remember this, Alex, if you're liberal, it allows you by definition to be open-minded. It says liberal, you're caring about people, you're good-hearted. You know, when you say conservative, it has a harsh tone to it. It means, oh, well, we're conservative. That doesn't mean in any sense that we're more liberal than they are. We're more advanced. We take risks. Liberal means we really are compassionate, understanding. You should love us. In reality, it's the reverse. We don't want to be loved. Trump doesn't need to be loved. All he needs to do is to affect change, and that's what he's been doing and will continue to do. The mistake he made, he learned. You don't shut down the government. But everybody will come back quickly because there are millions of people, which he understands is a small business.
Well, let's talk about that next. Let's talk about that next. The lockdown, the vaccines, the UN trying to step forward through millionized cities they control to establish UN power, and Trump starting to pull us out of the UN, how we should get back control of the UN or get out of it, create a new international organization where communities can come together. We'll be right back with Dr. Steve Pachenik. Please stay with us, and please tell folks to tune in. That's how we get around the censors.
constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true. This was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents, like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Our guest. I got a lot of questions for him. Smart guy, psychiatrist, best-selling author, researcher, worked in and out of the State Department and other government agencies, been involved in regime change, you name it. I just don't ever want to be overconfident. And I get you live in a nice area around more conservatives in Florida, and as I was just in the panhandle with great people, that's one of the best places in the country. I know you're a little bit closer to that, but not quite there. But I live in Austin. I've seen it go from a good, nice, kind of libertarian place to a leftist toilet of L.A. I mean, you know, the people that have moved in are horrible on average. They just are mindless. They're vapid. They're rude. They're hateful. They honk at you. They cut in line in front of you. They're just stupid. And I don't see leftists learning from what they've left. And then I see them, when Biden couldn't talk when you were on 2 years ago, you said clearly he's had another stroke. Yeah, made a big national story out of it. Now, it's not they're not cherry picking. I watch any speech he makes. Clearly he's had a stroke. Clearly he doesn't. Oh, there's my wife. Max, my wife. And it's like he's literally in the top 30%, the most senile in a nursing home. That scares me more, that the leftist, globalist, Chi-Com establishment with the People's Daily endorsing him, saying he's in sync, simpatico with Xi Jinping, and he's our man. And to see Pelosi going, yeah, China's helping get Biden elected, while they say Trump's in league with Russians. It's just the attacks on truth, the attacks on logic. I look at it, and it actually makes me feel weak, that things this weak and evil and twisted and stupid and lazy are actually having a chance to defeat us and defeat their own self-interest. Like, how the hell did we get this? And to me, it's even more dangerous. They don't even care about their own self-interest. They have taken on the hatred of the host that they have been destroying. And I just wonder what they're going to do next, because you say, oh, they won't have the nerve to pull off a coup. They're so stupid, they might try it. You know, I mean, you know, a monkey with a flamethrower inside a fireworks factory is pretty damn dangerous, even if it's a monkey. So I'm just really, I mean, I agree with what you said years ago. They're self-destructing. They're going to self-destruct. You've been proven right. But, okay, but they're trying to take us. I go back to the Moby Dick thing.
Okay. Let me start with coups. There are what we call a soft coup that I've been involved in, a hard coup that I've been involved. The hard coup was overseas, Soviet Union, Panama, where we use military financial assets. I've been involved in two soft coups directly here in the United States. One was in the Nixon transition of power, where I was brought in, and it was done quietly. It was done with the help of the CIA and other agencies, and we transferred power to Ford. The other soft coup, I won't get into the details, was involved when I was warned by Robert Gates. And I was dealing with our military to say, okay, Cheney and our Secretary of Defense are going to have to go, Rumsfeld. And Gates was brought in. Now, I happen to know Gates, and Gates has been, let me put it this way, he's associated with many different people, but when he was put in as director of the CIA, he was not exactly the most intelligent director. So it was not hard to initiate a soft coup and bring in someone else into the position that we needed. The military understood it. We kept quiet. Let me put this again. I've said it a couple of years ago on your show that the Clintons would never come back. And I said that there was a coup at the time. Let me put it again. If there's any attempt by the Democrats to come in legally or illegally, I can assure you and your audience that's not going to happen. I'm not going to pronounce what I have to say, because I'll have the FBI right at my door, as I had last time when I criticized Obama. But the bottom line is that there are many ways to make sure that the Democrats don't come to power. The legal way, and there are other ways. Trump understands pretty much what has to be done.
No, I agree, but when they're running around saying death to America and burning cities and this, I'm not looking for, I just want them to stop it. I mean, I feel guilty watching them do this.
You shouldn't feel guilty. I understand what you're talking about in terms of what happened to the cities. It's shameful, but the reality is coronavirus hit on a very interesting dynamic, and that was, do we need cities? And do we need cities that were in effect?
No, obviously the cities are obsolete and corrupt and a big problem.
Well, but you see, when you say obviously, had it not been for coronavirus, we wouldn't have seen that. So you've got Los Angeles in trouble. You've got Chicago in trouble.
Yeah, but you said 15 years ago that they would collapse along the EU. So.
Correct. And that's what I predicted. So what happens is the rural areas, the areas around the West and Southwest, when I said to you, the East Coast and the West Coast are finished.
You said that actually more than 15 years ago. You said people should sell their stuff on the East and West Coast. They should move into the South, the Midwest, places like that.
Exactly. And that's exactly what happened. Did we initiate the coronavirus? No. Is the coronavirus that lethal? Absolutely not. What happened, in effect? Instead of getting rid of some of the politicians, we should get rid of Fauci, NIH. And one of the things that I wanted Trump to do is to decrease the size of this humongous federal government that's useless. 2 million people with more agencies that you can think of. We don't need that. I don't need 16 intelligence units. I don't need a 2.2 military, a million military army.
So let me ask you this. What do the Democrats do? Then in the final segment, we'll get into 9/11 because the anniversary is tomorrow. What do the Democrats and the deep state do? I don't see them adopting Chi-Com anti-American policy, being a viable second party. We need a second party, obviously. So what happens to the Democrats? I just don't see leaving them there.
Well, it's not an issue about you or me. It's an issue that they're fading away. In other words, those people who were really active in the Democratic Party, they're older. They're about my age. They no longer have the enthusiasm for the progressive issues that they were involved in the 60s and 70s when we had a war. Now, the young kids who went into the progressive movements are beginning to realize, wait a minute, I'm listening to podcasts where I have to learn how to make a living, but I don't want to go to the universities. One of the great benefits of this coronavirus, despite the fact that I went to all the elite universities, is to make sure that Cornell University understands it is not essential to have Cornell University. What I said when I went there was a waste of time. I was on a New York State scholarship. When I went to Cornell University Medical College, as Fauci did, I said that was a waste of time. I didn't need 4 years. You need 2 years and a year and a half. When I went to Harvard in psychiatry, I said that was a complete waste of time. And by the way, they went under 5 years. So what I'm getting at is there's selective entropy that is occurring with a virus that's taking out universities. In other words, we're getting into a whole new landscape that you and I predicted years ago. There won't be those expensive universities for $65,000 or $50,000 a year in education. I see young people, particularly young women, going to colleges, community colleges to study nursing, paranursing. You're not going to have the medical doctors. You're not going to have the big hospitals that really don't need to be around. You're not going to have the multi-million dollar bills that come in from the medical department. You're going to see a whole transformation of society. Do we need academicians and retain them on a union? No. Do I need all these military men? No. Do I need generals who never fought a war, never won a war? No. Do I need the bankers where the banks really are no longer?
So you're saying the vestigial bureaucracy that wasn't even vestigial, it was never actually anything real. It was the imitation of the vestigial. That's going to fall away. My concern is, we'll come back and talk about this, is what do they do in their destructive process trying to take us with them or trying to stay relevant? Because they are obsolete, they are collapsing, and they don't even get that lockdown's killing universities. The teachers' unions don't even want to go back to work. They're so dumb, they're being made obsolete by off-site training. They're so stupid that they've been completely set up by their own behavior, and how would they then trigger the exact scenario to destroy themselves? That makes me ask what you said. Oh, the U.S. government or any intelligence agencies, we're not behind this. I agree with you. It's the magic of their own craziness has dug their own pit and thrown themselves into it. And so I just wonder when you say, well, they're fading away. Yeah, but how do they fade away? We'll come back and then talk about, what is it, 20 years later? Yeah, 19 years later, the 9/11 anniversary. Was it an inside job? Obviously, but what is an inside job? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's 2 a.m.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme extreme hardship when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true. Open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Since Steve Pachinik earlier mentioned this, well, we actually played a clip where he talked about how Biden has dedicated his whole career to deindustrializing this country. Here's what the president had to say.
But the other is a basic disaster for our country. Joe Biden devoted his career to offshoring your jobs, throwing open your borders, dragging us into endless foreign wars, along with some of his other friends.
Now, in the time we have left, I want to hit a little bit of 9-11. Dr. Pachinik, he's welcome back tomorrow if he wants you to get into 9-11. It's important to talk about what happened there and what went on. Now that we've moved on past that group, I don't talk about it a lot because I don't want to demoralize people, but you know, we've covered it ad nauseum. It's important to remember what happened so it doesn't happen again and to know that Trump called in the day after it happened and said, yeah, they had bombs in the buildings, they blew it up. I mean, he can see what happens. He's a good guy at the end of the day. We're blessed to have him. He deserves a Nobel Peace Prize. That would bring credit back to that prize. It's become a joke with Obama getting one. But what about big tech? We know the Crypt Keeper left and all their behavior he's a joke and is in trouble, and Herman Von Rumpy dancing around 2 years ago saying Xi Jinping will crush America, and the Washington Post running the headline. I mean, that's delusional craziness. But what about the big corporations, the Jeff Bezoses of the world, and all the rest of them that you know, say they're not against America, but at the end of the day, I don't see them strengthening America. What do we do about big tech censorship? Because most people couldn't hold on. We've held on thanks to our listeners. And we can say we're winning. I guess culturally Trump gets back in. We should see some action. But what should be done about big tech and the incredible censorship and the oppression and Twitter blocking Trump's tweets? I mean, these big corporations still think they're in charge. And I don't want a big, powerful government like you. Well, these corporations are already operating like, I mean, if the NSA did the stuff that Google did, they'd all be arrested, and they should. That's what I'm saying.
I think you hit it on the head. The real problem is what we've been talking about, the major corporation. As I said last time, many of them were funded by the CIA, what we call Incutel. And we have a vested interest in it. But Trump was starting to take down Amazon. He was already threatening Google. He understood more than anybody else that these are not viable economic entities in terms of American business.
No, they're out of control imperiums that are cozied up to China.
Correct. Well, let me put the China issue in context. Number one, we've confronted China in the South China Sea. I wrote about that years ago.
Sure, you said it was coming in your book.
Right, in Pax Pacifica. I'm not worried about China right now because China has a bigger problem in the United States, and that is Trump's personal friend, Modi of India, because Modi of India will not tolerate Xi's incursions into the Himalayas.
That's right. We put them in check with Modi. Absolutely. No, I agree. Economically, we can defeat them. But what about the left's hatred of themselves in the country? That's what I'm saying.
The hatred that they have is going to exhaust themselves out. The left will no longer be a viable entity. The students really don't care. I mean, much of what you're seeing in terms of demonstrations and all that, it's not ideological. It's boredom. It's what happened when we put in 6 months of coronavirus sit down or shut down and lockdown, and so they went out and started to protest.
Oh, absolutely. That was all done by design.
Correct. That there are no wars. There's nothing they can really come in.
So it's like a coming-of-age thing for a bunch of methods.
Correct, and that's exactly it. Those who will want to get ahead are going to understand one thing better than anybody else. You better understand how to get an education for the new world. You're not going to 4 years of Harvard, MIT to be cyber communication. You're going to have to go to a community college, if that. If not, you're going to go on YouTube. So it's a new world.
Everything is about what you can do in the real world now. It's going to be absolutely back to what you can do.
Right. And why is Alex Jones important? I'm not glorifying you. I'm just saying the validity and the reality of Alex Jones was you maintained a certain entity and integrity for 25 odd years. Washington Post couldn't do that. New York Times couldn't do that. None of our media could do that. TV is gone. Newspapers are gone. Radio is gone.
They've all got to be propped up because they don't give people what they want.
That's the point. They're antiquated, so you can say whatever you want in the New York Times. Nobody's going to look at it seriously, but they're going to listen to a podcast. They're going to call what we call the alternative media became the mainstream media. You and I talked about it for decades. This would become the mainstream media.
No, so I agree. You called it all, Dr. Pashinik, stevepashinik.com, been a true visionary. So in the few minutes we have left, what do you predict their deus ex or their ace in the hole could be? A false flag? I mean, I don't want to be overconfident. What could this corrupt establishment do to make sure Trump doesn't get in?
They're not going to do anything, because what happens when you're incompetent and self-destructive, you're trying to maintain the last vestiges of your own entity. In other words, there's nothing they can do right now.
So all they can do is destroy what they already have control of, which destroys them, but that's the only power they have.
That's about it. I mean, basically, if I were Kamala Harris, I'd get out of that and wait for another 5 to 6 years to have an independent race. But I wouldn't want to be next to Biden. I wouldn't want the Democratic Party next to Biden. Is there going to be a Democratic Party? No. I think what's going to happen are those individuals, the youth of this country, should start coming in. They will develop their own organization, whatever it's called. It can be progressive. It can be called independent. But I predict that independent movements will arise from these young individuals. Some will come into the Republican and Conservative Party. Some will try to become more centrist on the left wing. But I think the old notion of Republican Party, that's gone. It's called the Trump Party. There is no.
I was about to say, the Republicans already had their renaissance. It's called Trump.
Correct. And Trump is an entity unto himself. It's sui generis. Alex Jones, sui generis. Steve Pachenik, sui generis. Maybe Tom Clancy along with that. But my point is we each created our own viability without self-destructing.
And as you said, that's the American system, is the individual developing something others like, then they adopt and expands, which brings real diversity to the market.
Now you hit it on the head. We're about individualists. We're about risk-taking. We're about consistency. We're about constant risk-taking, constant bombardment. But we're the only system that's viable in this world. You go to Europe, totally
stagnant. No, I mean, I'm blessed to be under attack, and I know you are as well. It's just crazy. And it's a wild time to be alive. We didn't get into 9/11, but
we'll talk about it tomorrow. But we don't have to get into that
right
now.
Come on tomorrow about 9/11. You want to come on tomorrow? What hour?
Of course, I'm always happy to go on. But basically, you're there, and you will continue to be there as long as you're there. Trump continues. As long as Trump continues, we're going to make all kinds of treaties and economic recovery. The country knows it. What you don't see in the cities are the flags and the cars showing Trump signs everywhere. You're not going to go in New York and fly a huge Trump sign. You go here in Central Florida in a Baptist area, you're going to see Trump signs everywhere. You go into a local restaurant, there's Trump signs on the one side, the other. You don't even have to say a word because you know you belong with the people you belong to. And that's what's going to happen to you and me. You're going to accrue more people on the alternative media. We're going to accrue more problems. That's the nature of what we do. And Trump will eventually come back. Will they attempt a coup? Not really. There's no one there who knows really how to do a coup.
I was about to say, they're all a bunch of talkers that try to get somebody else to do it.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like saying, you know, do something that you don't know how to do. I mean, it's very nice to say to people, go do a coup. Hey, you might as well tell them to go cook bake a cake because they don't know what a coup is. It sounds nice. It sounds easy. No. Those of us.
Because Madison never do that. All he did was be a cherry Marine. All right. Dr. Pachenik, we'll talk to you tomorrow about 9/11. You're an expert on. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. All right. We've got former Navy SEAL, Patriot, writer. Coming up, Matt Bracken, look forward to him hosting. I need to put this out or we won't be here because, I mean, I love the confidence of Pachenik, but it's all you keeping us on air. We're under massive attack constantly. I didn't get into this today like I meant to. I got a big stack of news on this. Supply chain's having problems with this globalist lockdown. You need affordable food now so you are self-sufficient. And we've got great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the Save InfoWars, Save the Republic, Save Yourself, up to 60% off DNA Force Plus. All T-shirts, $17.76, all of it free shipping. 8-pack power stack, about to sell out, 60% off free shipping. X2 back in stock, 50% off free shipping. Heart and Body Combo, Vaso Beats, Incentivize, 50% off free shipping. We have the high-quality Ultimate Fish Oil. That's discounted free shipping. Prostacard with the high dosages of zinc. Another key components for your glands, like saw palmetto, back in stock, free shipping. Lexapure Breeze, 4-stage ion filter, $149 plus free shipping. And it goes on and on from there. I would take advantage of this right now. And we just need to sell out the stock we've got because Pachenik's confident. That's great. But I just know I've been doing this 26 years and what we've built up, what we've got. And we need your support now more than ever. So I salute you and I thank you for that support. You know, I said I'd do this. I'll do 5 more minutes and then he'll take over. And then I should probably just start the show with this tomorrow. It's the whole DNA vaccine, RNA vaccine situation.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.